students, and they are magnificent students. We're going to find out what the heck RILA is. So we have today with us Jennifer and Sarah. So Jennifer, what is RILA? And RILA, can I just, before I do that, RILA, by the way, is R-Y-L-A. Okay, so okay.
It stands for Rotary Youth Leadership Awards, and it's a leadership camp.
And so who goes to this camp, and how long is the camp?
The camp was 5 days.
5 days. And is it happened right after school or during school? Or?
It was
the end of June, so the week after school got out. And how do you become, so let's do it again, RILA's Rotary Youth Leadership Award. Is that right?
Yep.
And people, and it's to build leadership. And what age level of student would go to this?
People going into 11th grade.
People going into 11th grade. And what's the process to become a RILA student or RILA member?
Well, you have to fill out an application, and then you get picked usually by the Rotary Club, sometimes by the school.
So you can either fill out an application and write an essay and so on, or your school counselor, guidance counselors, I guess?
Counselor or teacher.
Teachers will say this student should go to RILA. And then the local Rotary pays for your way. You don't actually have to pay for anything.
Correct.
Is that correct?
Yep. All
right. So you have to be selected by RILA. So let's, Sarah, when you first went to RILA, you went, what day did you go, on a Sunday or Monday? How did that work? You remember?
I think we went on a Sunday.
And so on that Saturday, or even the first day that you were selected to go to RILA, did you have any idea what RILA was?
Not a clue.
So why did you apply to go? Why did you apply to go to RILA?
Yeah, our advisor told us we should go because we're going to be interact presidents. So
you didn't even apply. Someone told you to. You have
apply.
To go.
Yeah. For me, it was.
And
Judy
this is Jennifer speaking. Okay.
She kind of like cornered me one day after school and started talking to me about it for like 20 minutes and how I should go. So. Really, then I just filled it out and happened to get picked.
But you didn't know what RILA was.
I had no clue.
Did she tell you, the advisor tell you what RILA stood for? Did you know what the letters meant before you went?
Nope.
So you go to this camp, you have no idea what's going to happen. So what happens on the Sunday when you get there?
Well, first, they have it like all...
How many students are there?
There was like 120.
120 yeah. Students. How many of them did you know? Three?
Well, two. I knew myself.
Oh, you knew yourself. Two others. Okay. So you're 120 students. You don't know any of them. What happens?
Well, first you get there and they have it all like kind of a nice line set up of where you're going. And you sign in and they give you your key. And then you go and put all your luggage into this one room. And then they have you stand there, and they take a picture of you, and they send you to another room. And meanwhile, everyone's just all smiling, and you're really just like, okay, I have no clue why I'm here. And then you go to the room, which is like your group, whatever group you were assigned to. So you have no clue anyone in there.
Did you think you were in prison or something?
No, but I was like, okay, this is kind of weird. And you sit down, and you're just like sitting there waiting for everyone else to show up, and it's just dead silent. And you're just like... Okay.
So in the room, as people arrive, they're just sitting around, not doing anything? You didn't talk to each other?
Not really, because we're all like, I don't know what we're doing. I don't know what I'm expecting.
So everybody else in the room, they didn't have a clue either?
Yep. Well, some people actually got calls from their counselor, but my counselor, when he tried to call me, reached some other, like a grandma or something, was not happy to be getting a phone call. So I never got a phone call telling me anything about it, so I really had no clue.
You were really
no
in the dark.
Yep.
So now you've gotten there and everybody's arrived. Then what happens?
We have these, what were they, like
group
souvenir things, surveys, there we go, that we had to fill out about ourselves, and then we went around asking, like answering the questions.
What were, do you remember some of the questions that they asked?
Let's see.
Where are you from?
Well, there are simple things like, where are you from? Do you have any brothers and sisters? What are your likes, dislikes? Then there are weird
what
things.
Kind of animal
yeah, like what kind of animal would you be if you're an animal, or what kind of fruit would you be?
And did you, during the week, like say they asked you what fruit did you say?
I didn't answer.
So during the week now, you've started on Sunday, and what happens that evening? Do you get broken up into groups or?
That evening, we actually did square dancing.
Oh, so you did square dancing. What's the purpose of the square dancing?
Like an icebreaker to get you used to being around a whole bunch of people you don't know doing weird things.
And did it work? Did it?
It definitely worked.
Now, so are you comfortable here this first day? I mean, are you nervous? Are you?
I'm fine since I was here last Friday. I know what's going on.
at Ryla, when you first.
Oh. Need more sleep. I was nervous, especially because I wasn't with anyone I knew at that point. And okay. I didn't even know where Sarah was.
So they had separated Sarah out into a different group.
Yes.
So you're there, you're nervous, you're out of your comfort zone, and you have to go square dancing.
Yep.
and so you had to square dance with someone you had no clue who they were. Did you know their name?
Let's see. I think my name was Steve, or was yours Steve? It was either Steve or Greg.
So mine was Greg.
You were introduced.
Mine was Steve. There we go.
Big impression. Okay, sorry, Greg and Steve. But you're doing the square dance, and you start to feel a little happier and looser that you're here. And then what happens after the square dance? Do you go to bed right away? Or?
Yeah, we went back to our dorms.
What time did you have to get up in the morning for the night? You got up Monday morning then for your first session.
Yeah, we woke up. We had to be up by 7:45.
And then you did breakfast and stuff. And did you do exercises or what?
And then
you do?
We did breakfast, and then we had like a preview of the day, which was like a big assembly, and they told us everything that was going on for the day. And we sometimes did an icebreaker then. Sometimes we just waited till we got into our groups.
So how many groups were there?
There were, I think, 10 groups.
10 groups. So you had like 12 in each group then?
My group only had 9, but other groups had like 15. It was really weird.
My group was pretty big, actually.
What was the name of your group?
Yearbook.
And what was the purpose of the yearbook?
Was to put together a CD or a DVD of pictures and videos. So each...
Of what you did during the whole week?
Yeah. For the Ryla students to go back with.
Did you... So you have a... You went back with a CD. Everybody had the... excuse me. Went back with a CD of what you did during the week?
Yes.
And, of course, we can't show it to our viewers because we don't have any viewers, but... I'm sure it's very nice. I haven't seen it. Did you? Have you looked at it since this CD?
Yeah.
Yes.
And it's a fun CD. And
yeah, it definitely brings back memories.
Oh yeah.
And what group were you in, Jennifer?
I was in graduation.
And so, what is that?
We planned the ending ceremony.
And so, what did you plan?
We did like a Hawaiian theme. So we built like these palm trees, and had leis everywhere and tiki masks.
And so you had a great time. You had a feast and a dancing and so on. So what were some of the other groups and what was the purpose of their groups?
The other groups were art, and they painted a mural of all, like, with showing how all the different groups like kind of fit together. Like it was like a puzzle, I think.
Yeah.
And like they had like each group was labeled and they had a little bit about the group, like a picture. And then there was athletics, and they put together a game for us to play.
Was it a fun game?
Yeah, it was. They actually did an obstacle course because not all the people in athletics were athletic.
That's a good thing.
And then there was band. They played 2 songs for us at the ending ceremony. And Broadway, they put on a skit about what was the skit about.
So the Broadway group put on a play for you to watch on, say,
yeah.
What day did they do that? On Thursday? Or
it was Thursday, yeah.
And then what are some of the other groups?
There's chorus, engineering. They built kites and flew them. And this was apparently the first year that the kites actually worked.
Then, with a strong wind, I guess.
Then there was Hollywood, and they actually ended up doing a movie for us, which is actually kind of cool.
Yeah, that was cool.
Was that movie put on the CD?
The movie was put on the CD. And so was the Broadway skit.
Oh, the Broadway, right.
And then there was T-shirts, and they made us all T-shirts about, like, with our group, like a picture and our names and stuff. And then there was yearbook.
So, now... What day did you start to feel comfortable? Now, I'm using that word because that's, it's probably not very comfortable to be in a group right away, not knowing anybody. Were you comfortable? How soon did you get comfortable?
I think by like Monday night, I was pretty comfortable because I had met some people in my group and just had fun with them. So I think the whole thing kind of was awkward, but by Monday you got as comfortable as you're going to end up getting.
What about you, Sarah?
I would say about Monday also, because like the square dancing really broke the ice and made new friends and stuff. And also the martial arts. We did martial arts too. So
that was a really big icebreaker.
So the people here are all interested in community service and leadership, and because that's what it says, Rotary Youth Leadership Awards.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right? And so when did you start to know what Rotary Youth, when RYLA meant? Was that after the first day? Did you know what it meant? Or?
Yeah, we understood what it meant after the first day.
And do you think that it helped you with leadership? And
I think it definitely helped me. Not necessarily like with being a leader, but being more comfortable with doing things that I wouldn't usually do. Because, like, on the last day, I had to get up on stage in front of everybody and make a speech, which usually I would have a lot of problems with. But it didn't really even bother me by the time everything was over with, because it's like, okay, I know all of those people. Now I'm just talking to the parents, so I can do it.
Oh, so the parents came on the last day?
The parents came on the last
to
day,
see what
siblings.
Oh, that's nice. That's great. So, Sarah, do you think you became a leader or it helped your leadership ability?
Definitely, because I became more comfortable with public speaking, and I also became more comfortable with being put in, like, different situations and things and being able to just have fun and go with it.
Well, we're talking today with Sarah and Jennifer about RYLA, which is Rotary Youth Leadership Awards, and we'll have a word from our Rotary International, and we won't have a word from Rotary International. We will have it soon. So going back to Jennifer and Sarah, now you're here at the camp. You've gone through Monday and Tuesday now. You're learning some things. Tell us some experiences, and do you have any stories to tell us or?
Well,
to share with us that are. It sounds like you have a lot of funny stories.
Yeah, I thought of one earlier. I'm trying to remember it.
And while you're thinking about that, what about the? You had a lot of lectures. Did you have some lectures during the week?
Yes.
And what did you think? Tell us, Sarah, can you give me an idea of what one of the lectures was?
One of them was, we had like tons of them, but one was a principal that came to tell us about leadership and what we can do in our community. And he broke us up into groups and we brainstormed what needs to be done in our community and what we could do to help it and all that.
Did you take a lot of notes or?
When they talked to us about it, I did because I had my binder with me. But when we were in the groups, I didn't because we were just kind of brainstorming.
All right, great. So
I remember.
Okay, when we come back from Jennifer, will give us a story. But here's some information from Rotary International.
Not all superheroes wear capes. Most wear jeans, or sweaters, or suits, just like ordinary people, because that's what they are. They are the 1.2 million members of Rotary, men and women whose superpowers are the capacity to care and the desire to make the world better. So the next time you need a superhero, don't look in the sky, look in the mirror. Learn more at Rotary.org. Rotary, humanity in motion.
You know, I'd like to see that our Rotary, we're talking with Jennifer and Sarah, who are, we're not talking to them. JP is helping out here. They're very inquisitive, and it's the first time they've been into the studio. And so they're looking around and asking questions during the Rotary break. And there's a series of lights here that are different colors, and they were asking what the colors mean. And they're different. One's live, one's the telephone call, one's the other studio, one's...
Blue one is somebody opens the door.
So it's interesting what happens in a radio station that you don't see. And the girls are very inquisitive, and they wanted to know what the lights meant. So we're talking with two very bright and caring students from... who went and spent a week doing RYLA, which is Rotary Youth Leadership Awards, and many, many students. They had 120 there this year. And since they are so bright, we have three questions, and we have in our audience today a head librarian, and she will come and help with these questions. Just in case Jennifer and Sarah need some help. Now, the first question.
Somehow I don't think so.
And it's Pauline Herron. We're going to hear from her in a later show. So the first question is about Victoria Woodhull. So polite society of the 19th century wanted nothing to do with her. She and her sister made a fortune in brokerage business on Wall Street. Equal rights was the ticket for her. Abolitionist Frederick Douglass was the other member of her team. What was that? What are they talking about in these questions? Okay, the 5 seconds are up. Victoria Woodhull was the first woman to run for presidency of the United States.
Wow.
Yes, in 1872. And she was the presidential candidate on the equal rights ticket. Frederick Douglass was her running mate. And Woodhull published opinions on such topics as sex education, free love, and so on. And she has written journals, and she was a stockbroker. Next person. Charles Darrow. He became rich helping people pretend they were. Chance played a part in his success. He helped millions buy houses. Many spent time in jail because of his work.
Spent time in jail.
Charles Darrow patented and manufactured Monopoly.
Well,
in 1930, Darrow drew up the prototype of his real estate acquisition board game based on the existing Quaker game on his kitchen table in Germantown, Pennsylvania. He manufactured the game himself before Parker Brothers finally decided to buy the idea.
Do not pass go.
And of course, you had Chance in community service. And our last question for the girls. Matthew Henson. He made 7 expeditions to the area. In 1909, he planted something where nothing much grows. His friend, the Admiral, gave him the honors. For one day, he felt he was at the top of the world.
That's easy.
Okay, JP knows.
Yep, the North Pole.
He planted the first American flag at the North Pole, coming by Admiral Robert Perry. See what you learn on Rotary Radio? So many good things. Now, back to the girls. Pauline is excused unless she wants to stay. Now, we're talking with Jennifer and Sarah, who spent a week doing RILA, which is Rotary Youth Leadership Awards. And this, I'm not sure, do you know how many years RILA has been going on? It's been going on
for a while.
20 or 30, I don't know how many years, but a number of years. And what happens is students get together for a week, usually the week after school, and they get together in their region. And so, for example, ours came from all over. Do you remember the districts?
Columbia, Dutchess,
Green,
Orange, Putnam, Rockland,
Sullivan.
Sullivan and Ulster counties.
Right, and those are all the ones that make up District 7210. Now, you have a friend who went. What's his name, Matt? No.
No, Sal.
Sorry, Matt. Who's on your...
Sal.
Okay, Sal's on texting with us, and he is in Canada right now, is that correct?
Yes, he is in Canada.
He's in Canada, so it's a little hard for him to get here. And the girls have been texting him and asking him questions, and what did he expect before he got there? What was some of his answers?
He said he had really no clue.
No clue. And where was he from?
Tappan Zee.
So he came from Tappan Zee, and you girls didn't know him beforehand.
No.
So, but
he was in her group.
You were in,
yes,
in
he
your
was
group.
In yearbook.
Okay, and so you've still kept him on your texting, and you communicate with him. How often do you communicate with him?
I talk to him
multiple times a day. How many of the students that you met at RILA do you keep in touch with?
I've got like 3 or 4 that I talk to.
And how about you?
I have a couple also. I have one in particular, my roommate.
So now that you've done this week, what do you think is a great thing to do, or was it a waste of time?
It was, yes, definitely. Wonderful.
And it really helped you build leadership? And
yes.
What do you think, can you give me some ideas, or what are the best things about it?
Well, Sal says that he likes the fact that there's people with all different backgrounds and points of view.
Ah, points of view, that's what I always say, I love that. That's right, I always say that learning cannot take place without diversity of thought. So that's a wonderful thing that Sal picked that up right out. What else does Sal say?
He also liked that we had a debate, and he said that he liked that because it was very interesting. It was interesting
Here.
Jennifer's
kind of Jennifer's ran out of texting room. I don't know what he was trying to say. He didn't
so he's texting us from Canada, and Jennifer's trying to read it.
Yeah.
He liked it because it was interesting.
He liked it because it was interesting.
I think he was trying to say that, like, he liked it was interesting because there's a whole bunch of different people with different viewpoints and backgrounds and stuff, so and they really just said whatever we were thinking.
So I have a couple more questions about this. What do you think, are you going to bring anything back? You both are from Millbrook. Did you going to bring anything back to Millbrook because of this week?
Yes.
What, can you give me an idea of what?
We got some of our ideas for Interact.
Oh, we got like
from
a
them.
Whole page.
Yeah, a whole page of notes of what we can do. Also, I think it's just going to help with like us being a better leader, with being able to lead the meetings and talk in front of people and feel more comfortable in whatever we're doing.
Now, another point about our two speakers today is they're both very enthusiastic, and they're also co-president of the Rotary Interact for Millbrook this year. So they haven't been president yet, so this week, Ryla really is helping. Well, hopefully will help you hopefully help you. And you said, Jennifer, that standing up in front of people was a concern of yours, and now that you'll have to be doing it in front of everybody your presidency, so you think that Ryla helped you with that aspect?
Yeah, I think it helped me a lot with that aspect. I don't think I'm going to have a problem now.
Oh, and can I go back to you, Jennifer, for a minute? You said you had a story that you just...
Yeah, I do. Okay. So we have Olympics every day, which is like a whole bunch of different games we play basically in our groups, and like we'll go against another team, and we were taking like a break from that, getting water and stuff, and I was getting a drink with one of the friends from my group. His name was Billy. And we were just standing there talking, and this guy from yearbook comes up, shoves a video camera in her face, and goes, "Do something." And we're just like, "What do you want us to do?" He goes, "Spit water in each other's face." So I'm like, and Billy goes, "Okay." And he takes a whole mouthful of water and spits it in my face. And I just, like, start laughing. And I give him this look like, "What the heck?" And then he thought that, like, he went and I wasn't going to do anything back to it. I took a whole mouthful of it and spit it all over him. And then I dumped the rest of it on him. It was hilarious.
A lot of fun things happen in
there.
We have another word from our Rotary International component.
Alone, our reach is limited. No matter how great our intentions, on our own, we can only stretch so far. But at Rotary, we believe the right group of people working together can make our communities, our world, a better place. Rotary is a worldwide network of community volunteers dedicated to helping people in need. Learn more at rotary.org. Rotary, humanity in motion.
All right, and we're back speaking to Sarah and Jennifer from Ryla. And they spent the week at Ryla, and have learned, which is Rotary Youth Leadership Awards. And in our gallery today of audience members, we have a famous librarian, Pauline Hare. And she has a question, and she's worked with many students over the years.
I do have a question. I was wondering if you girls are involved in anything in your high school so that these leadership skills that you learned over the summer might carry on into the high school.
We are involved in a lot of things in
high
school.
I had a feeling. Yeah. For example.
SAD, yearbook, book club.
Tattoo.
Teens Against Tobacco Use.
Ah.
We're also involved in Reality Check, but that's not really with the high school exactly. Sometimes we do things through the school.
It's more out of school.
Yeah.
What is that?
It's
Teenagers Against the Tobacco Industry. We want to stop the tobacco industry from targeting teens as replacement smokers for their dying customers and all that stuff. So, yeah.
And did you say Reality Check?
Yes.
What is that?
That's that.
And then what was Tattoo?
Tattoo is Teens Against Tobacco Use.
Oh, so there's two different groups.
Yeah, yes. In that one, we go down to the elementary school and we teach the kids about tobacco and its effects.
Yeah. And we play games with them. It's actually a lot of fun.
It's a lot of fun.
So do you have time for any of your studies?
Yes. It's very hard budgeting everything because we're in a lot of things with school and then classes and stuff.
And you're both straight A students?
Yes. Yeah.
Yes. Okay, good. Boy,
I'm
wow.
Like National Honor Society oh, too this year.
You're
too.
Are you both in the National Honor Society?
I'm not.
You're not on it yet?
Yeah.
Great. You're wonderful students. And bringing back Ryla. So Ryla is Rotary Youth Leadership Awards, and if you are listening and you want to, or you have a, someone who you think should become a Rotary Youth Leadership Award recipient, tell your guidance counselor in your school, and it meets in June at the end of the school year, and they have forms that you can fill out. And then they will go, hopefully if they're selected, they'll get to go. And do you girls totally expect people to go? You want people to go? You think
yeah,
it's a wonderful
yes.
thing?
The best, like you, when you first get there, when they bring you into like a big assembly, they tell you it's going to be the best 5 days of your whole life. And you're just sitting there like, sure, whatever you say. But really, it's the best 5 days that you're ever going to have. You have like so many new experiences and you meet so many friends.
It's really a great experience. And like even they have like applicants for like to be actually a leader for Ryla. So hopefully I'll be able to do that again and so go you, back.
So you want to go back, but you can't go back as a student.
No.
Nope,
as a camper, you have to go as a counselor.
Counselor.
Yep.
And so are you going to encourage the this year's 10th graders to apply for Ryla?
Definitely. I've
yes.
already actually told some of my friends in 10th grade that they definitely
now did,
need to
now did you just say you got to apply for Ryla, or did you say you have to – did you tell them what Ryla was?
Yeah.
Yes.
I told them what it was. I didn't just tell them to apply.
So they'll
then
have
they're
they'll
be
have
like,
a,
yeah, you're nuts.
So they'll know a little bit more about it than you did before
yeah.
going into
yes.
it.
Yes.
That's a great idea. And now, in the last couple of minutes, we have, and we may do another show later on this, but you're both presidents of Interact, and you've been thinking you're going to use this Ryla, your leadership that you've learned from Ryla, as presidents of Interact this year, which is, and Interact is the high school community service arm of Rotary. And what are your plans for Rotary Interact this year as co-presidents?
We have actually tons of ideas. Yeah, most of them are on my computer as we speak. So, yeah.
Our first event we're already planned for is the March of Dimes for the premature babies, and that is September
28th, maybe?
Something like that.
Sometime in September.
Yeah.
So we're already...
And what
trying
are you,
to get that one going.
What are you doing with the March of Dimes?
It's a marathon walk.
A
marathon walk. Okay, what's another project?
Well, let's see. Trick-or-treating for candy, yes. like we do every year. It's always a favorite.
And what is that?
You go around in town, and instead of asking for candy, you ask for canned goods for...
Do you dress up in costumes?
Yes. That's always fun.
And how do you carry those cans around town? Don't they get heavy?
With shopping carts.
Ah, and so how do you get these shopping carts?
From people that donate it.
From Morona's Market. Morona's Market.
We're new presidents. We don't know everything
the
yet.
Morona's Market is not open at night, and so they lend the Interact their shopping carts, and the students ride the shopping carts, or not ride them, push them around town. And one of the years that I was doing it, we actually weighed the cans that you collected and at the truck weigh station, and it was 3/4 of a ton of cans
Whoa.
That you collected. And so you've done a great job of that, and you've also done blood drives, I know. And
Yeah, we're actually setting it up right now. Yep.
Setting
the blood drives.
So that, and it's a good idea to start it in the summertime because then, you know, with your schoolwork, it gives you a little less time. If you're all organized now, then you won't have to do it during the year, so that's
yeah,
great.
Yes.
And remember to delegate, give as much to other people. And so do you have anything to, in the last 30 seconds to say to anybody who wants to be a Ryla student?
They should definitely do it. There's like, don't even think about it. Just go sign up for it. It's the best thing you'll ever do.
Yeah, you'll definitely appreciate it afterwards.
Well, thank you, Jen, and thank you, Sarah. And this is your host, Rotarian Scott Meyer, speaking to you in New York's beautiful Hudson Valley. And Rotary District 7210, which you can get on the website. And you can download any of these shows. Thank you very much, girls.
Okay. And you are listening to the heart and soul of American music, WHVW. It's 1230.